السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقد قال تعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصبح آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحزافيرها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite grace, mercy and kindness is allowing us to see yet another beautiful day of Jumu'ah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. The last time we spoke and we discussed, we spoke about the quality of sabr. And we mentioned that insan will need to go through two phases in life. One is sometimes he is faced with difficulties, hardships. Sometimes he has to exercise patience. So now he will have to demonstrate, he'll have to display, and he will have to exercise patience and sabr. And then the other times in life where a person will go through happy moments, moments that will make him feel happy. He'll see good situations. He may see his child completing hifz, or he himself may complete hifz. Or for example, he may get the tawfiq of going for hajj, or the person may see a birth in the family, something that makes a person happy. So there are opportunities also to make shukr. So insan is going through these two phases all the time. Either he's exercising patience, either he's being, there's some type of loss, there's some type of hardship, there's something that will make him feel sad, there's something that will cause his emotions now to be turned towards sadness. But when he goes through these phases, now these are the phases where a person needs to make sabr. And then other times, as I mentioned, a person will need to make shukr. So today we will discuss a little bit about shukr. Shukr is such a quality, such a beautiful quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compounding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing that where a person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak says, I will definitely increase it. Insan's fitrat and insan's nature is such, is we want to complain all the time. All the time we want to complain. A person is never happy. But here you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing shukr with something. Wala in kafartum, Allah mentions further, in wala in kafartum inna adhabi la shadeed. Often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares shukr would kufr. Kufr means to reject. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comparing being grateful to rejecting? Because a person who is grateful for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, this person will bring iman. This person will obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll obey the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? He's grateful for the ni'mat. And that person who is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable amount of ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored him, this person now will reject. So this person will act upon kufr. He will reject the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will also reject him. So our fitrat and our nature is such, we like to complain. There was one person that phoned me recently, he phoned and he's complaining. He said, there is negative growth in my business. Negative growth in the turnover. So I asked him, "Bhai, are you still making profit or are you making loss?" He said, "No, I'm still netting about 3 million a month. But compared to last year, it's negative, so I'm worried about it. Things are not looking good." So this is our fitrat. Person is making 3 million, netting 3 million a month, but because compared to last year, now we got something to complain about. So this is our fitrat, our nature. We like to complain. But yet the sunnah and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at all times we show this quality of shukr. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates and he mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرُبَعُونَ مَنْ أُعْطِيَهُنَّ فَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. There are four qualities or four things. If a person is granted these four things, he has been granted the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. The first is a person is given lisanun zakir. He's given a tongue that is always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, the hadith is not saying the man that got 10 million or 50 million or 100 million, or the person that got offshore investments, or that person that got a lot of passive income, he doesn't need to work. The hadith is saying that person has got a tongue that is in a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing the hadith mentions, qalbun shakir, a person whose heart is grateful. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've allowed me to see another day, you've allowed me to breathe, you've allowed me to eat, you've allowed me to even use the toilet in a normal manner. I don't have to be dependent on a dialysis machine. I don't have to do things in an abnormal manner. A person's heart is all the time grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next thing the hadith says is a person, وَبَدَنٌ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرٌ, a person who's got such a body that any kind of difficulty comes upon him, his body can take it. In other words, he's not a person, a small pain and now he's crying. He needs painkillers for every type of headache. This person has got a body where he can undergo a little bit of difficulties. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ, Allah Pak has created insan in difficulties. And difficulties actually is good for the physical body. Therefore, a person that exercises and put his physical body through hardship, through the paces and by perspiring and exercising, outwardly is difficult, but for the body it's good. So where a person is looking only for comforts and luxuries, but no difficulties and no hardship for the body, is actually harming his own body. So this is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَبَدَنٌ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرٌ. And the fourth quality is where a person has got a wife, a pious wife, such a wife that when this person is away from home, she takes care of himself and she takes care of his belongings. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, has said that person that has got these four things, he has got the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. After that, what do we have to complain about? In another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, man asbaha aminan fi sirbihi, that person that has the tawfiq and the ability, Allah Pak grants him such that he wakes up in the morning, aminan fi sirbihi, he doesn't have any type of psychological pressure. He doesn't have any type of fear, like how the people in Syria, the people in Palestine, other places, they don't know at night whether a bomb is going to hit them. So they're living in constant fear all the time. Yeah, a man can wake up in the morning and he's at ease, psychologically he's at ease, no fear for his family, no fear for himself, he's at ease, he's comfortable. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, wa'afan fi jasadihi, his body is okay. He can wake up, he can go to the masjid for fajr salah, he can go to work that day, he can walk around. So his body is okay. The first thing is psychologically he's okay. The next thing is physically this person is okay. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, the person has got enough sustenance for that day. That's it. Not talking about a bank balance of few hundred million, not talking about investments, not talking about everything else. The person has got enough for that day. So three things he's got. Psychologically he woke up, he's okay, his body is okay, he's got enough for one day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَزَافِرِهَا. Three things he's got, it's as though he's got the treasures of the world in his entirety, but yet we want to complain that I don't have this and business is not so good and things are bad. How much we've got, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So therefore we got, for a person to make shukr, continuously he has to focus on the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Allahumma lakal hamdu ala ni'matil iman. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise you for this ni'mat of iman. Wa lakal hamdu ala ni'matil islam. After iman, you've given us islam. How lucky we are. Firstly, we could have been one of an animal with no intelligence. But oh Allah, you chose us to make us insan. Then you've given us iman. And then after iman, you've given us islam. Wa lakal hamdu ala ni'matil quran. After that, you've given us the beautiful quran. When we stand in salah, we can hear the beautiful recitation of quran. When we go to the haram of Makkah and Medina, we can hear Quran. We've got the beautiful opportunity of reading this Quran Sharif, pondering over Quran. Oh Allah, you have given us such a beautiful ni'mat of Quran. وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ نِعْمَةِ الْأَوْلَادِ. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've given us the ni'mat of children. وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ نِعْمَةِ الزُّوجَاتِ. You've given us the ni'mat of wives. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ نِعْمَةِ الْكَثِيرَةِ وَآلَائِكَ الْجَثِيمَةِ. A person just has to think. He just has to ponder and he'll realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with so many ni'mat. وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ جَعَلْتَنَا مِنْ خَيْرِ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could have caused us to be in the ummah of Adam alayhi salam. You could have caused us to be in the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam. But you have blessed us to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. What a great ni'mat. Now when a person starts focusing on all these things, then he'll realize that there's no avenue for me to complain. I can only make shukr and shukr and shukr, and I can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll terminate with this one incident. Qadi Shuri rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great person, personality. He was a judge and appointed a judge already in the time of Sahaba. He was a tabi, meaning he had seen Sahaba, but he was not a Sahabi. But in the time of Sahaba, because of his rank and because of his ilm and because of his taqwa, etc., he was already appointed as a judge in that time, in that era. Even Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would look up to him for judgments, etc. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu himself was such a great personality. So he, Qadi Shuri rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that inni la usabu bil musiba fa ahmadullah alayha arba' marratin ashkuruhu, that sometimes I am afflicted with difficulties and hardships. And then he says, what I do is I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I praise him 4 times. Can you imagine somebody is going through some loss, some hardship, some difficulty, some bad news? But what is he saying? He's saying, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 4 times and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how our mentality should be, is that when we go through difficulties, yes, this is dunya, we will go through difficulties. But we should divert the difficulties and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors, so that will ease the difficulty. So he says, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 4 times. The first reason is, إِذْ لَمْ تَكُنْ أَعْظَمَ مِمَّا هِي. The first reason why I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever difficulty struck me, afflicted me, it could have been worse. Whatever it was, it doesn't matter what it was, it could have been worse. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm thanking you that it wasn't worse. The next reason why I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَفَّقْنِيَ الصَّبْرِ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've given me the tawfiq to make sabr and to be patient upon this calamity. The next reason why I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is رَزَقَنِيَ اللَّهُ الْإِسْتِرْجَاءِ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the tawfiq of saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, lima urida bihi as-sawab, in what it is desired from it sawab, in what I hope, and I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless me, that this difficulty came, I got the tawfiq of saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, now this is an opportunity for sawab to be granted to me. And then he says the 4th reason, why I say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, idh lam yaj'alha fi dini. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this difficulty came to me, this hardship came to me, this affliction came to me, but it's not an affliction that is affecting my deen, it is affliction that is affecting my dunya. If it affected my deen, if it is something that caused me to miss my salah, if it is something that caused me to miss my tahajjud, if it is something that caused me to miss my Quran, if it is something that caused me to get involved in interest, something that caused me to get involved in bribery, to get involved in corruption, it would have been much, much more worse. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hardship that has come to me, this difficulty that has come to me, I am thanking you that you didn't make it a musibat and a difficulty in my deen, it is something that is affecting my dunya. Can you imagine the thinking of these people? That now in a situation that outwardly seems hard, where a person has to just exercise sabr, in that condition also they're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give me the tawfiq of making sabr, it could have been worse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you saved it from being worse, then you've given me the tawfiq of saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not something that is affecting my deen. So we also, we should think like this all the time, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to terminate, ulama explain, how do we make shukr? One is, now we're saying that if shukr is so important, we have to bring shukr in our life. The first thing ulama explain is, a person makes shukr with his heart. His heart all the time is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat Allah Pak has given him. The second thing is, a person makes shukr with his tongue. His tongue is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue. The next way a person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with his jawarih, with his limbs. In other words, the limbs Allah had given me, these eyes, I use these eyes like how Allah wants me to use these eyes. This tongue Allah has given me, I use it like how He wants me to use this tongue, to being courteous, to being thankful, to being appreciative, speaking nicely to my family, my friends, my neighbors, etc. I use this tongue like that. And then this 3rd level is, where a person uses his body, the ni'mat Allah Pak has given him. For example, the physical, the ni'mat that Allah has given him. Allah Pak has given him a car, Allah Pak has given him a house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him wealth. He uses this wealth, he uses this car, he uses this house, and the other ni'mat Allah Pak has given him. He uses all these things to further the cause of deen, and he uses all these things in those avenues that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of bringing this quality of shukr in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.